Time now for business news. A federal class action suit against H&R Block is expected to go to trial later this year. It alleges the company tricked as many as 17 million customers into buying refund anticipation loans. These loans typically charge borrowers triple-digit annualized interest rates for providing their tax refund early. But some consumer advocates say Block is now a model for openness in marketing such loans. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Consumer groups lump refund anticipation loans, or RALs, with payday loans. Both products advance money customers would soon get anyway, but charge stratospheric interest rates for the service. Chi-Chi Wu, an attorney with the National Consumer Law Center, says more than 12 million U.S. taxpayers buy RALs each year.
The systematic impact is that these loans suck out hundreds of millions of dollars from the pockets of American taxpayers.
For millions of people living paycheck to paycheck, though, their tax refund can be their only significant savings. In working-class neighborhoods like the one in Kansas City where Patricia Williams lives in her parents' old house, people often choose not to wait to get their refund.
Your mind begins to race, especially if you're, you know, moderately income or you're a single parent. You can always find something to do with that money. And you can do it right now. And so, you know, no one likes bill collectors calling all the time and robbing Peter to pay Paul. Sometimes you just want to pay them both off.
Until recently, Williams, who's 51, took a refund anticipation loan every year. Like her parents, she's always used Kansas City-based H&R Block, and that may make her eligible for inclusion in a massive class action suit. Roger Kirby, lead attorney for the plaintiffs, charges that Block and its banking partner, Household International Incorporated, systematically swindled customers for years, softening them up with ads promising rapid refunds, but selling them expensive short-term loans.
Once you go in there, historically in any event, you haven't been given adequate information about what you're getting, what it's costing you to get, at a point when you can back out of the deal.
Kirby says most customers only learned the true cost of these loans, up to 40% of the total refund, when they picked up their diminished proceeds. Most didn't even know they'd taken out a loan in the first place. H&R Block Vice President and Chief Compliance Officer Murray Walton defends refund anticipation loans. He says if Block didn't offer them, they'd lose business to Liberty Tax Service, Jackson Hewitt, and hundreds of smaller outfits that broker similar products, sometimes at much higher rates. And Walton says Block now floods customers with information about RALs from the minute they walk in the door.
A client does not buy a refund anticipation loan at Block without knowing exactly what they are buying, that it's a loan, that it has fees associated with it, that it has other terms associated with it.
Block developed its new protocol with help from ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. ACORN president Maud Hurd says Block now sets a standard in the industry for openness in marketing RALs.
We're looking at them as a model of what could happen with the other tax preparers.
In an old strip mall, a big square illuminated sign in the window of an H&R Block storefront advertises instant money, refund loans. Inside the crisp green and white walls, tax advisor Eileen Brewer sits at one of a dozen rounded desks, sharing a computer screen with customer Gail Price. When Brewer goes over Price's refund options, the various fees and interest rates appear side by side on the screen.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, God, look at the percentages.
I know.
Eek!
After thinking a minute, Price, a single mother who lives with a friend part of the time and her father the rest, picks the second most expensive option, a refund anticipation loan getting her a check in a couple of days.
I'm pretty much a single mom, and waiting on that refund check is just not an option right now.
Price signs a form with loan written in 2-inch letters across the top. In the end, she pays over $250, approaching half the money covers fees and interest on a short-term $1,400 loan. Among the papers Brewer hands Price at the close of the deal is one offering ways to increase her tax refund next time. Top suggestion, plan to use IRS direct deposit, not a refund anticipation loan. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.